Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll talk about how you can become a manifest master. Today, I have a special guest, Victoria Mann, the manifesting medium. Victoria, a Chopra Center certified perfect health instructor, has said that people going through spiritual awakenings suffer from doubt, are looking for answers, and a long-term lifestyle change. Victoria is a clear channel to divine and holds space for clients to heal, transform, and align with their truth to manifest their happiest and healthiest life. She created NextLevelHappy.com to help transform the world through the energetic vibration of love. Welcome to the show, Victoria. I am so happy to have you here.
Well, Victoria's not here. So I've got a little dilemma on my hands. I have three people on the line waiting for a reading from Victoria. And I'm going to just open the lines up and let everybody come in. We're going to first, I'm not sure how we're going to do this because I'm not a reader. I talk to dead people, but I'm not a reader. I'm just bringing in all three of you at once, and we're going to have a conversation, and we're going to see where spirit takes us. Donna, Tim, and Ann, welcome to the show. You guys are my guests today because something has happened and Victoria can't make it. She might come in at the last minute or she might not. I'm not really sure. So, how is everybody today? Donna, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Good. I'm actually trying to see if perhaps Elisa can call in. She's my other go-to medium. I know that Tim remembers Elisa from last Tuesday, don't you, Tim?
Yep, I do.
Okay. And Anne, you're a first-time caller, and I really apologize. I wish my gifts were a little more pronounced in that area. Like I said, I do talk to dead people and they talk to me, but I haven't yet developed my gift to be able to say, hey, is anybody out there? If anybody got a message for Tim or Donna or Ann. And I'm just trying to see what's going to happen. Everybody doing well today? Do you have specific questions that you were going to ask Victoria? Don't all talk at once. Well, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the idea of manifesting?
Yes.
Tim, you manifest on a regular basis, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the things that you do when you're manifesting? How do you create the life that you want that way?
Well, I'm trying to perfect the process, per se. You know, part of the manifestation starts with obviously envisioning what you want, believing in it. I'm trying to work on letting it go and not just repeatedly, frantically worrying if it's going to happen, if you can bring it in. So I'm trying to elevate on a higher frequency so I can bring in some amazing new stuff.
I like the way you said that, but how do you get to that higher frequency?
That's still work in progress, but I'm still working on.
Donna and Anne, do either of you manifest on a regular basis?
Well, I did. This is Donna. I did in the past. I won a BMW. I won a trip to Taiwan, Tahoe, Hawaii, $10,000 on a scratcher ticket. But I don't know how I did. I think it's because I was meditating every day religiously, and I walked the beach for like an hour and a half. So I was in nature.
Well, I think that's probably key to getting your vibrations up. It brings you happiness and joy. How about you, Anne?
Yeah, I think it's not, it doesn't have to be anything big. I think it happens every day.
Hi. Is today Monday?
No, I agree. A lot of people think in terms of, you know, and it's great that Donna got the BMW and the $10,000 and the scratch-off, but I believe that manifesting can be something as simple as just, you know, right here, I didn't do a lot of pre-manifesting for the show to get, I don't know where Victoria is. I do trust that she's well and just had something, you know, prevent her to get here. But things happen. And I texted Elisa. She's probably with a client right now. But that, you know, it all works out the way it's supposed to. And I think, you know, we can manifest things or not according to our perspective. And I think, Tim, you might agree with me on, you know, because I know that you do this on a regular basis. It's all about a mindset, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I'm told. And I'm attempting to try to tap into that mindset full time so I'm not sending the universe conflicting messages of lack and things of that nature.
Exactly. You know, I think one of my biggest hurdles is remembering that negative language can come across disguised as positive. And that's a hard thing for most humans to think about, because the way to manifest is simply stating what you want. And I know Donna can agree with that. I mean, she's done it in the past. If you state what you want as if you already have it, it's mine. This is what I want. And, you know, I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm not able to call on the spirit world at will and create things. However, I suspected that today's show was going to be different because I had a meeting with the other people from Be Unique, the other founders this morning. And I told them, I said, well, I need to cut this meeting short because I have the manifest show live today. And I had a feeling, I have to prepare just in case Victoria can't make it. I need to have something as a backup. Well, I didn't get my backup. So here I am stuttering and trying to figure out what we're doing. But yet somehow I had knowledge that that was going to be the case, that we were going to have a different kind of show. And the way to manifest is to just, like you said earlier, Tim, let it go. That's the hardest thing, for a human to just accept what is and let go what you don't want. It's, you know, it's a matter of stating our wishes and our wants and our dreams in a very real way. I want a successful manifest show, and I want my guests to call in as they're scheduled to. And so it is. So from now on, I'm not going to have this happen again. I'm not going to be here stuttering and thinking, what do I do for the next half hour? How do I make this an entertaining show and give the callers what they're looking for? Now, Tim, if I'm not mistaken, you have some psychic abilities of your own, don't you?
Well, I have some intuition. I'm trying to fine-tune it so I can tap into it. And, you know, everyone says it's like a muscle, so you work it out and it gets stronger. That's where I am, trying to tune into our intuition, you know, so I can get messages from spirit.
Have you ever felt like, oh, I should call my great you know, friend, or I should call this person I hardly know. Have you ever had a nudging like that? Where you just can't shake somebody from your mind?
Yeah, I do get nudgings of just friends or family members that I haven't spoken to in a while, or coworkers. So my rule of thumb now is if I think about you, I'll reach out, you know, send a call or a text.
I think that's important.
Email.
Because if you get that nudging and you do nothing, it's like telling spirit, nah, I'm not interested. But if you get that nudging and you take action, you write a card or send an email, little text, or pick up the phone and say, hey, you just crossed my mind. I wanted you to know. And that, you'd be surprised how many times that's happened. And when I do pick up the phone, they'll say, I can't wait to tell you what just happened to me. Or I'm so glad you called. I've actually had people tell me that my calling prevented them from either dropping into deep depression or actually killing themselves, because they had told God, if somebody doesn't call me soon, I'm just going to end it because nobody cares. Donna, have you ever had any experiences like that?
Well, I can see the spirit. I was on the beach once walking, and I saw three lines of people in long skirts and shirts and vests and things like that. And then also I can hear my mother. It's mm-hmm. like her voice in the middle of my head. And the other day I was sitting up in bed, wide awake, and all of a sudden to the right of me, I felt like this tunnel. There was this man going through a tunnel, and he was in these robes, beautiful face. And then I saw him clearly. It must have been the third eye, because he was right there, and my heart was beaming, and I felt such joy. And I didn't want to say anything because I was afraid he was going to disappear. But I could feel the kingdom of God there when I was experiencing this beautiful man. And then he disappeared after I felt this enormous joy in my heart, and then he disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So I've had a lot of spiritual experiences. Sometimes I feel holiness. I'll feel sacredness. It's lovely. I love that when that happens.
Yes.
I can't make it happen, but it just happens when it happens.
Well, we have another caller. Let me see who just called in. See if I can't.
Maybe it's
Hello.
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Hi, welcome
listening.
To the show. So glad you're here.
I'm just listening. Sorry.
No,
I didn't press one.
Are you able to speak now, Victoria? Well, she's been brought in, but I guess she's not able to speak. Don't know if your phone's on mute, Victoria. But she's here. I'm just delighted that she's here. Meanwhile, we're just going to keep talking. Let me try one more thing with her. I'm going to try to put her on mute and then bring her back in. And sometimes that works. Technology is great. Victoria, can you speak now? No. Okay. We're right before. We're like 5 days away from Mercury retrograde. So I'm sure you all know what that can mean. I'm going to ask you, Victoria, I'm going to hang up on you and ask you to call back and see if that will work. Let's hope for the best, folks, because I've heard some of Victoria's readings and she's really powerful. And Donna and Tim, I appreciate you hanging in here with me. Anne had to go, but I'm just delighted you guys are still hanging in. And Donna, I love that kind of visual that, you know, when you see people like that and you feel that sense of calm and peace. Now, are you still walking the beach?
No, I have to get back to it. That kind of, I mean, it's so close to me. It's only like 7 minutes away, but yeah, I will get back to it. Just been kind
so
of busy
why did you
lately.
Stop?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know why. I really don't. Sometimes
well, I
can
tell you.
No,
life kind of gets in the way at times. And there have been times, I'm working on a book right now, and as I'm compiling the stories, I'm remembering other stories, and I realize that I put my spiritual journey on hold for way too long. And I think the reason for that was that I needed to grow in one direction before I tried to grow in all directions.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yes.
Because 20 years ago, I was trying every possible way to get to the next level and to evolve and become the person that I needed to be. And I think I was shooting that shotgun and I wasn't hitting anything. And now that I've grown more with the spirit, I feel that I can focus more. And I think that's the key, is focusing.
Yeah.
If you don't have a plan, I mean, I'm a big spontaneous person, but still, if you don't have some kind of plan, how do you know when you've arrived there? You don't have a roadmap. How do you know?
Yeah.
Unless you have to feel it. It has to be in your heart.
Yes.
So, Tim, let me ask you, when did you know that your intuition was coming from elsewhere? You know, when did you realize that you had other spirit was influencing your thoughts?
For me, it's always been a little bit, hard to tell because it's ever so faint. It's almost like me whispering to myself. So I would always get that little thought here and there. But I never even gave it an inkling until recently to think that, okay, that spirit actually communicating with me. I just always, usually I would just blow those little thoughts off at times, but times when I do listen, I think maybe it's just been recently in the last few years, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is actually my intuition. You know, this actually spirit might be leading me to each other. So.
That's something that I've struggled with. I've struggled with that for a long time because, you know, I have a very active imagination and I had to understand whether it was my imagination or if it was actually someone else speaking to me. I actually got a message from Elisa. I'm going to see if she can call in the show because I don't think Victoria's going to make it back. And we'll just see what happens. We may end up with two different mediums with us. I find that I second guess myself. And that I want to get past my self-doubt. Do either of you feel that? Did you just doubt yourself? Elisa's going to call in. So you're going to get your little mini readings anyway. Thank you guys for hanging in here with me.
Well, I definitely would say I feel some doubt at times. For me, it's just there's no manual per se. I'm trying to make time to meditate.
Yeah.
This is a struggle for me, quieting the mind, but I've been trying to make time to quiet the mind in hopes of getting more clear communication.
Elisa's with us. Hi, Elisa.
Hello.
Do you remember Tim from New York last week?
I'm sorry?
Tim, who called in last week, is with us today. And also we have Donna from Santa Barbara. What I'm going to do, because I know you need to tune into one only, so I'm going to put Tim on hold and let you work with Donna.
Okay.
Okay. You're on with Donna now.
Okay. Can Donna?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm going to go change locations really quick so I can channel you.
Right.
And see what's going on.
All right.
I'm kind of getting that you have some ideas that you want to implement into your life, and they're innovative ideas. But sometimes I think you get in the way of your own path.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of doubt that's around your energy right now. Like feeling like you're questioning what you kind of want to do, because you're
mm-hmm.
letting people's opinions kind of get in the way. And so this is what I would suggest: is ask yourself first, and then go ask other people, because you're asking other people what they think about your ideas, and they don't get you. So it's almost like they're not going to understand where you're going with this and what you're doing, and then you get frustrated about it, but you're asking them. That's what I see. Does that make sense to you?
I don't really have that many people in my life as far as asking them to do, you know, asking their opinion or anything. I have some things I'd like to do.
Well, I feel like you ask people what they think about your ideas, and it could be your whole life.
I have done that. Yeah.
So it's stopping you. So your ideas that you have right now in this moment is also being stopped because of what other people have doubted and said no to, which is not. It's like me asking somebody, should I eat, you know, fish tonight, or should I have chicken? And it's like, well, what do you feel like having? You're learning to be your own person and trust yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Definitely.
So it's about you stepping out and doing it and quit being afraid of failure, because really there is no failure. It's like if you don't try, you're not going to know. And there's things that you've been wanting to do for years and years and years, but you've never done it because you always are worried what other people think. And so what if you mess up? And so what if it offends somebody? Or so what? I mean, you're thinking like, well, what if this offends somebody? Or what if people don't agree with it? Or quit worrying about it. That's in your head. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
would
see a relationship coming in from... Oh, go on.
No, I would just say put yourself out there to do what you feel you want to do with your life path, and just do it.
Yeah.
You know, be your own person instead of worrying about other people. You know,
right.
I think that's like even an emotional block for you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like you kind of shut down because of what other people might think or what other people have thought.
Yeah.
You see
a relationship coming in for me? I'd like to meet someone. It's been quite a few years since I've been with someone, and yeah, I'd like to even meet a friend, companion, get married one day, something like that.
I feel like you have work to do for yourself. But I feel like you're not getting out where you can really meet people. I feel like it's not just going to show up.
Yeah. I did get online with Facebook dating, but I haven't found anybody through that.
I kind of feel like that's not the right path for you. I feel like with you, what's interesting is like Spirit's showing me you need to be more social and get out, but you also keep so much to yourself that you really don't do that. It's like, get out there and don't worry about it. Just live life and have fun, and it will all show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. I'll have to get out more. I think things are opening up more.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of saying for you.
Yeah.
So don't worry, okay?
Okay.
It'll all in the near future. So that answer is no, not right now, and not in the near future. I feel like you have some work to do for you to get yourself back into the social aspect of things, because you kind of shut down and pulled away and kind of shut down. So, and Spirit told me they want you to open up again and start living life and doing it freely where you breathe again and not depend on somebody else to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I need to do that.
All right, my.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello? Is Mary there? Hello? I'm not sure if I have Mary on the line or not, but I was trying to bring Tim in. Is Tim ready to come back in? Maybe not. I don't know if Mary stepped away for a second.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry, folks.
It's okay. We're ready to bring Tim back in.
Yes. Hi, Tim. You're back on the air.
Oh, hey. How you doing? Tim from New York. How you doing today?
Hello, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. It's Monday. I'm as good as you can be on a Monday.
Mondays are great days.
So I feel like you're heightening in your spiritual realm with your own energy frequencies. I feel like you're kind of going, you're opening for things to flow more and come up. And you're starting to really like work on you and get that idea going. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Mm-hmm. You're learning how to listen to yourself and not other people, which is really good. I just see you're just like, you want the answers, you're looking within. And that's what actually is the awakening part of what's going on in this world, is for people to open up to themselves and look within and not listen to everybody else's, you know, path and choice and journey. It's about yours. And you're actually really doing it. And I see it, it's going to get stronger and stronger for you, but it's not there yet, but you're heading that way. I don't know if you've had like downloads of messages, but I feel like they're trying to communicate with you in a very big way. Do you understand?
I do understand. I'm trying to open that communication.
Just stay focused without pushing, because Spirit's telling me sometimes you push because you're just like, I want to know. And I remember going through that. You know, when you silence your mind and you kind of stay quiet, then a thought shows up, and that's how you're getting the message. Or like a sign shows, like you could be driving and then a sign says a word or something shows up and you're like, oh, that's validation. You're learning right now you're learning the charades. You're learning how to pick up the signs and the frequencies of what is there that's tangible for all of us. And it's starting to become obvious. And you're starting to get excited, and then you get frustrated because when you push it to happen, it doesn't happen. So Spirit is telling me, be calm and patient, just allow it, and it will all fall into place, okay?
Okay. That's exactly what's happening. So that's great to hear.
Yep, you're getting stronger. They're telling me it's going to take about another 6 to 8 months before you really grasp how to switch it from on to off. You're going to learn how to really play. So right now, Spirit's telling me just keep playing with the energy and ask for everything in your highest, you know, the highest love, highest light, and for your highest good. And you're going to learn how to navigate. It's kind of like, this is funny how I'm being shown, but you're like a boat at sea in rough waters, and the boat's going this way and that way and this way, and you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to control it. And you're going to learn how to navigate through all that once you, you know, play around a little bit and see how to steer the boat kind of thing, like through the waters and then you're like, oh, I got it now. I got to turn the wheel a little this way and that way, and you're going to get it. You're going to fine-tune it. So just be patient. But it's going to take about 6 to 8 more months before you're really going to fine-tune yourself, okay?
Okay.
I actually see you teaching ahead other people and teaching them. You're stepping in. You have this dream of becoming like, I don't know, like a spiritual kind of guru to people and help them through it as well. And so I see that happening ahead. But it might take 2 more years of doing self-work. You still have self-work to do.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, but you have it in you for sure. I just see you reading a lot and wanting to learn. So that's good. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Okay. No, I think you've complicated me tremendously. I'm just going to keep my head down and keep doing what I'm doing and trying not to have expectations.
Expectations of the ego, spiritual, stay in the spiritual realm of all is possible, and it all will show up. The best part about the whole journey is the discovery as it unfolds before you without expecting it. That's the best part. And that's the spiritual journey. I like that better than the man-made journey. So you get a lot more information that way.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. I will keep working. Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Tim, and thank you for hanging in with me and participating in the show like you did.
Not a problem at all. Have a great day.
You're a great human being. I love it. And tomorrow is Transformational Tuesdays, where we'll have a full half hour with Elisa Kaler. Elisa, thank you. Our guest was Victoria Mann today, and she did call in. She got in late, but she was only able to hear. She couldn't speak. So she got disconnected and was unable to call back in. And I appreciate you so much for filling in for her.
Oh, that's no problem. No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to tell all of our listeners that if they ever want to reach out to you for a private reading that's a lot more in-depth than what you were able to give today to Deborah and Tim, just text you 407-432-7088. And they can also find you on your website and reach out to you that way, right? YourBridgeToWellness.com.
Yeah. Thank
you. And I will
you.
Apologize. Thank you. I apologize for leaving you in the lurch there for a while, but my grocery delivery got all messed up and it arrived right in the middle of the show, which it wasn't supposed to do. But the world is good in the middle of, leading up to Mercury retrograde. This is going to be a powerful season for us.
Yes, there's a lot of positivity, so it's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Elisa.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah. Yes, and we will talk tomorrow more at your show, Transformational Tuesdays.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
I am too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying, so long.